The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Everybody, hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday weekend. We are back in business, though. The playmaker, Michael Irvin. How we feeling, sir?
I'm feeling great right now.
The one and only.
That suit looks great.
Well, I appreciate it.
I like that tie.
Thank you, man. So good to see you always.
Great to
man.
See you, bro.
Hope you had a great
Arlovsky.
Molly, you look amazing as
Thank
always.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I hope everybody had a beautiful holiday. Yeah, I know you. I did. I was good.
I can't even mess with that suit now. That's cold right there. That's my hey, I can't even mess with that.
Arlovsky and I going to hear that from Arlovsky and, of course, Molly. She going to hate all day.
No, I'm not.
But it don't matter.
I like gray and white pinstripe.
Well, thank
you.
I don't like the tie.
Whatever.
Just whatever.
Oh, my God.
What'd you eat on Thanksgiving Day?
Carbs. Carb loads, not enough
man.
Protein.
Carmen threw that. My sister Carmen threw
that. Sister?
Yes, Carmen threw that. Everybody know Carmen but you.
Right. Yeah. Does she like me or no?
She actually does.
Okay.
She likes you a lot. She's got this love affair with Molly. I mean, oh my goodness, Molly looks so good. I'm like, just stop it. Nobody want to hear that she loves this crazy.
I actually like the people around Stephen A. more than I like Stephen A.
Well, you know what? That's the whole objective.
Yeah.
That's the whole objective.
You're a jerk to everybody.
I'm spreading the love.
Listen, you surround yourself with good people. So you don't play. You know, somebody got to bring the ham. Okay? And
that's how that worked out.
Sam probably hates me right now. We're 3 minutes into the show. All right, the Eagles improved to 10-1 after defending home turf on Sunday Night Football. Let's go 40-33. Aaron Rodgers exited Green Bay's loss in the third with a rib injury. This was the Packers' seventh loss in their past eight. Jordan Love finished the game, nearly rallied the Packers to victory, almost 15 years to the day that Rodgers filled in for an injured Brett Favre at Dallas.
That's ribs. And it was in the first half and then got kind of re-aggravated in the third quarter. Just having a hard time breathing and rotating my upper body. So I was worried about a punctured lung as well. So I want to get that checked out.
Let's say you don't win next week with all the injuries. Is there a reason to finish the season out? Or is it time to heal? Will it be time to heal up and take care of stuff?
Yeah, I don't really want to take my mind there. But as long as we're mathematically alive, I'd like to be out there.
Amazing. It's amazing what y'all do.
Okay, Stephen A.
Yes.
That bad man. Mm-hmm. The time has come. It's not his season.
Right.
Should the Packers shut down Rodgers at this point?
Absolutely. The reason why is because you didn't bring him there just for this year. You brought him there for the next few years. And the fact of the matter is the Green Bay Packers are going home at the end of this regular season. They will not be in the playoffs. They're 4-8. They looked abysmal defensively. They gave up 500 total yards. We saw that yesterday, or last night to be exact. And when you look at it from that perspective, along with 363 yards rushing, this season's over. And so because this season's over, why would you put Aaron Rodgers back in that situation? What you do is you find out. It's the perfect opportunity to find out about Jordan Love, where he's going to be your starter, where you get to watch film, where you get to evaluate him and look at him and what he brings to the table under duress, where there is no Aaron Rodgers in the game and then all of a sudden he comes in because Aaron Rodgers goes down like he did last night. Let's find it. It's been long enough. I wasn't an advocate of this weeks ago, to be clear and be consistent. I was like, keep Aaron Rodgers. This is the mess that he created. You still got a chance. You shouldn't have let Devontae Adams walk out the door come hella high water. To hell with that. You play a part in fixing this. But with his health in question and the season, meaning playoff aspirations, no longer in question, you're going home. The fact of the matter is, if I'm the Green Bay Packers, I'd use this as a perfect opportunity to find out what I have, if anything at all, in Jordan Love, who, by the way, looked pretty damn good last night. I understand his aberration coming in there late, whatever, but he did look good last night, and we got to give him credit for that.
Man, this is, listen, man, this is, And Molly comes up with 15 years to the day. Last time Aaron Rodgers stepped
you like that research,
I mean,
right
just,
there.
You guys just rushing
like
him out. Just rushing Aaron Rodgers right out the door, which blows my mind. It's hard for me to sit here and say, sit Aaron Rodgers. I came in today ready to fight for Aaron Rodgers. And he will tell Aaron Rodgers, fight yourself, fight back. But then I see his press conference. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers want me fighting for him. And Rodgers was like, hey, man, I'll find out if I'm going to shut it down. Let me tell you what I'm looking at if I'm on this football team. Now, you looked at your perspective more so from the front office. Now, I'm going to look at my perspective from being on this football team. Aaron Rodgers is going to be here next year. I think it's like a $40 million hit if they don't have Aaron Rodgers on the football field.
Like 59.
Okay, whatever it is, he's going to be here next year. What did we talk about in this preseason? Getting some reps with these young guys, getting them some game reps, getting them better. Aaron Rodgers never really played with these young guys. I want to use this time, this opportunity, because I'm on this football team right now, to let's get better right now and get ready to play next year. I want Aaron Rodgers on the football field with me. Jordan Love is not going to be the quarterback next year because Aaron Rodgers, we just talked about that $50 million hit, unless there's some way that I don't know that they can work that out and get rid of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback. Let's start working now. And I'm going to say, Stephen A., you said mess he created. I totally disagree with you. I totally disagree. He didn't create the mess. I don't care that he wants all his money. He can want all his money. He should want all his money. The job of the GM and all these other people, they are supposed to still put talent on the field. Don't say, well, we had to pay Aaron Rodgers top dollar, so we couldn't go get other talent. Yes, you can. Go scout better. Go be better. Go get me better talent in here. If Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to play next year, unless we do something with this $50 million, why should I want him to stop right now? Why should I want these young guys to come on the field that's not going to be playing next year when I'm still here on the contract trying to win Super Bowls and stuff? Aaron Rodgers can get me there with a few more players. Jordan Love, he can't get me there. I'm sticking with Aaron Rodgers right now.
Yeah, so this is the worst-case scenario for the Packers, not only for the now, but also for the future. I think and I'm not the salary cap guy, but the only way that this money becomes a non-issue is if Aaron retires. Because then once you retire, you declare that, like, you don't want the money anymore. If they decide to move on from him and or trade him, that's when the salary cap hit becomes a thing. So this is what the Packers...
So still clearly state that. That means he's either going to retire or play for the Green Bay Packers next year.
I would imagine.
Right.
Because
right.
This is what the that's Packers have to figure out as an organization. Did Aaron Rodgers play poorly this year or not up to his standard because he can't play anymore or because of the other variables attached? The young receivers.
But you don't think
the offense? I think he could still play at an incredibly high level. Okay. Make
so
that very clear.
So do
right,
I.
Right, right.
He was showing that last night.
So right, Packers, right, right. Okay.
So the Packers have, but it don't matter what we think.
Right.
The Packers have to determine, is he still capable of playing at a level that we believe is Super Bowl caliber and worthy of the money? Or do we think that he didn't play this year well because he can't play anymore? Because if that's the case, next year, let's live in a world where they sit him down, right? And Jordan Love comes in. They got 5 games left. And Jordan Love, let's just, goes 4-1. And they play good football. Then what do? Do they keep Jordan Love? Do they move on from Aaron Rodgers? Do they go into the fourth year of Jordan Love, who they took in the first round and moved up for, and put him back on the bench again next year and play Aaron Rodgers? Because then, if that's the case, the expectations will be, we are a playoff football team and a Super Bowl football team.
Right.
But they can also guess wrong. They can sit there and go, well, he didn't play well this year, Aaron, because of all the other parts around him, and go into next year with those expectations and still to that same receiver group and then go through the same situation all over again.
You don't believe that. MVP
no.
Fell off the
but
mountain
But it don't matter
like
what
that.
I think.
Yeah.
But then there's also the reality playmaker where they will go 4 years and have not a single thing out of Jordan Love, a first-round pick.
Well, let me chime in.
That's why I say this is their mess, not Aaron Rodgers' mess.
Let me chime in. Number one, this is why Michael Irvin loses debates to me every
week. I'm not losing the debate.
Listen to me. Number one, I never said a word about Aaron Rodgers' money. I don't know why you brought that up. Those words did not come out of my mouth. I never said he did not deserve it. Who's the brother that coined the phrase, he's a bad man? That would happen to
me. That was you.
That man deserved that money. What I said is, under no circumstances do you let the top receiver arguably in the game who's your guy walk out the door. You fight for him just like you fought for yourself, because no quarterback is successful throwing the football to themselves. That's what I said. And so I hold Aaron Rodgers primarily accountable for losing out, for losing Devontae Adams to the Las Vegas Raiders, because it wasn't a money issue, okay? The Green Bay Packers were perfectly capable of giving Devontae Adams the money that he's getting in Vegas, which they said they were willing to do. He said he walked out the door in part because Aaron Rodgers was hemming and hawing about whether or not he was going to retire or stay or move on from the Green Bay Packers. That level of inconsistency is why Devontae Adams is out the door. You, the playmaker of all people, should embrace that concept. I don't know how the hell you go on a different page than me when it comes to that. That's number one. Number two. It's called good problems, Dan Orlovsky. Good problems. If Jordan Love proves he can ball, well, then you got two assets at the quarterback position.
Sure.
You got to take into account cap considerations and the kind of detrimental effect it could have on you financially if you're the Green Bay Packers, particularly when, you know, the people own your squad, because it's not like some billionaire owns you or whatever. I get all of that. But at the end of the day, what it comes down to is this. If Jordan Love proves to be an asset, then he's a movable asset, or one you can elect to keep. You have that decision to make sure, and that's dicey to some degree, but in the end, it's better than him not being an asset, because in 4 years, he's proven absolutely nothing because he's never had an opportunity to play. So I think that if you're the Green Bay Packers, and since we put such a premium value on first-round picks, second-round picks, fourth-round picks, etc., when you're talking about a quarterback that gets in the lineup and proves that he can give you something, then you could potentially get something for him, unless you want to keep him and you want to move on from Aaron Rodgers. I'm saying having that choice is a good thing. Rather than leaving him on the bench, he shows you absolutely nothing and everything is up in the air and completely put back on the shoulders of Aaron Rodgers, which is something they were lamenting in the first place.
Okay, Stephen, I gave you the money to talk about how they are stuck together. Stuck together for next year. Aaron Rodgers, I don't believe, will retire. And so they are stuck together for next year. So I can't make a decision that doesn't involve next year, since we're already stuck together. That's why I say, yes, you play Aaron Rodgers and you get this team ready for next year. And on the backside of the GM that you said, Aaron Rodgers, let Devontae Adams. Man, I'm going to tell you something. One thing Jerry Jones did, and I appreciate Jerry for this. He said, Michael, I want you in on all the negotiations because I want you to know business. He said, but it'll be a time when you could come in. Kurt Warner and I was talking about this yesterday when he won the first Super Bowl, and they went in to negotiate. The team was negotiating, saying, well, with the touchdown that he threw in the Super Bowl was a little bit behind the guy. This is the kind of mess they talk about. They try to mess with your money. And that's what I'm sure Green Bay did to Devontae Adams. And now you're bruised my ego, and now you want to come back and throw money at me like it's okay. Don't get into those kind of situations with guys. I put that on the GM, too, because that's what happens with guys. And Jerry would never let me get into that side. Michael only runs a 4.6. We don't get into that. We only talk numbers. And I'm telling you, the egos get in the way. That's why they lost Devontae Adams.
The most important part of all this is, what do the Packers believe was the reason why Aaron did not play to that MVP level? And if they believe it's because the youth around him, the bad offensive line performance, and his injuries, then this doesn't matter.
So they're going to believe that they did this. That they didn't put the right people around him. Who's going to look in the mirror when they put toothbrush to tooth and say that? Nobody's going to say that.
One other point that needs to be made. Brett Favre left Green Bay in 2007. His last season in Green Bay was 2007. He was 13-3. He had never missed a start since 1993. He went from 1993 to 2007, never missed a game.
Yep.
Never missed a game, never missed a start, okay? And in 2007, they elected to move beyond Brett Favre, even though they were 13-3. Aaron Rodgers' third year there. The Green Bay Packers are struggling at 4-8. Yep. This is Jordan Love.
Well, you'd rather be here early than
here late. I was at that game in Dallas. Yeah. I saw Aaron Rodgers. You can say, you put Jordan Love best stuff on the reel. It didn't look like you better go look at that game again.
There was some.
Did you see that?
Rogers,
oh, my God. Did you see that game? I was there in Dallas. Aaron Rodgers looked like he needed to be on the field right there. I was praying for Brett Favre to get back on that football field when I saw Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
I don't say that in Jordan Love right now.
Yeah. I got you. I'm just telling you.
So it's just
he hasn't played.
Okay. I got you.
Michael, eye contact. Time to move on.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Go do your thing. Go ahead. I'm just saying I was there. Okay. I remember.
All right, there's some other games on Sunday.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Brightside breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yeah. Are the Ravens contenders or pretenders?
Oh, they're bona fide contenders. Bona fide. There is the reality that late in football games, they somehow give it away. They like wait for the opportunity to lose the game. This is their third multiple score fourth quarter lead loss. They've actually had, yesterday they were up by nine, so it's almost four double digit losses that gone away in the fourth quarter. Lamar's the only quarterback in the league that has more than one of those. There's four of them technically, almost double digit losses. This is a great football team that does not play great when it matters the most. So. I thought Lamar a little bit yesterday. Here's the reality. They missed Rashad Bateman big time on offense, big time. Because early downs, they're only throwing the ball to Mark Andrews, really. They can't push the ball downfield anymore. Lamar gets locked on him. First and second down, he's not willing to take some checkdowns to get the ball out of his hands. Missed touchdown early on.
You're saying a lot of things, but you said they're pretenders now. You're
they are.
You're talking like they're pretenders.
Because
I'm just saying, I need your mouth in you.
They're still 7-4. In a phenomenal conference, in a very strong division, and I've said this for 2 months now, they haven't played a B game. They're a 7-4 football team that has played C. And so I believe with Harbaugh, Lamar, that defense that is still good, but they got to find a way to be great in the biggest moments, that they're going to put that month together, that five-week stretch together where it all clicks and the turnover doesn't happen in the fourth quarter and the defense gets off the field and Marcus Peters makes a big play or Humphrey makes a big play and they put that stretch together of A football. And when they do that, they could beat anybody in the NFL. But to sit here and say the pretenders discounts everything that they do 90% of their games. You know what I'm saying? That's not a pretender to me. I think they're bona fide contenders.
And I'm looking at you, and I say to myself, is this what I look like when I'm talking about the Cowboys with love? You know, Dan, because you just – everything you say, it says that they're not contenders, but you're saying it with such love and passion for them makes it sound like they are contenders. Lamar Jackson winning last week. With six touchdowns in the last seven games. In comparison, I think Joe Burrow did like 16 or 17. He's the leading rusher for this football team, a team that is based in running that really can't run the ball because they've got too many injuries in Dobbin and Edwards with a hamstring in the knee. So you got an offense that can't win you games. You got a defense that can't stop offenses late in the game. I don't see how you get a contender out of this. I don't even see Lamar with those beautiful runs that we used to see. I used to see a highlight a week on some kind of run Lamar did. A highlight a week. Well, I ain't seen that in weeks of any kind of running that he does. All I'm hearing now, the first three games he jumped out, bam, 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 three touchdowns in all three games. He looked like we were like, get that man his money. Give that man his money. These last seven games, Yeah, one, two, double touchdown games in the last seven games. You know, it is this team. We've been talking about and worried about, and we've been talking about this passing game forever. Lamar ranks 25th or lower in all major statistical categories in the passing game. This team is a pretender. No way you say all of that you said and still say contender. That does not match up.
Couple of things I want to say. I want to start off this with some little discomfort by saying that I just read, for the first time, just read the text or the tweet that Lamar Jackson said. I'm not a homosexual, so I'm not going to define what's offensive to them or not. I'll let them do that. It looked to me like he was cussing a dude out. Very, very frustrated. He went the hell off. There's a lot of people that get cussed out. And when you cussing folks out, you say some things sometimes. That's how I read that. Cussing somebody out as opposed to going where folks might go with that. Sure. But again, I'm not a homosexual, so the homosexual community, the gay community gets to define that better than me. Let me say that. That's number one. Number two, Lamar Jackson, the guy that texted you kind of had a point. Now, I wouldn't say had a point where they shouldn't give Lamar Jackson his money. They should give Lamar Jackson his money. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is in that moment, what the man texted is because of what he is seeing around Lamar Jackson.
Right.
And he's saying, you ain't enough, bro, based on what we're seeing. There's a difference, Lamar Jackson, if you're listening, between somebody saying that you're not worth the money because your talent ain't there, which is utterly ridiculous because we know how electrifying and mercurial you are. It is another thing entirely to say, why give you that money if we gonna see what we've seen yesterday? Because you're proving that as great as you are, you ain't enough. And this is a hard cap league, which is the National Football League. And for you to get that money, it takes significantly away from others. Why should we spend that money on you? Let's count the ways. You got injuries. You brought up Bateman Orlovsky. We see what's happened there.
Right.
Okay. We've got Gus Edwards. He's playing through injuries and stuff like that. You're looking at the receivers. I saw this cat Robinson drop a touchdown in the end zone. I understand he had to dive for it, but you got to make that catch. That's a touchdown that the Ravens should have had that they didn't get. Okay. I'm looking at that. I'm looking at Mark Andrews. All right. Even though he's still Mark Andrews,
he dropped
the touchdown as well. I'm looking at that as well. And so on offense, you're seeing a team that can't close. On defense, they can't stop a cold when it counts. They can't stop a cold when it counts. The fact of the matter is, first of all, who the hell is Zay Jones?
Robert Jones, my linebacker. I'm saying to you,
I'm not saying it cryptically or insultingly. I'm saying this brother put on a show yesterday. Are you busting their living?
Yeah.
You know what?
Trevor Lawrence was the quarterback on the field.
You're right. Trevor Lawrence.
Listen, I'm very, very pleased with what I've seen from Justin Fields. That ain't the case with Zach Wilson for obvious reasons. Trevor Lawrence is special, and he is starting to show what I know. This is what Doug Peterson can do for a quarterback
100%.
Now. The man looked like a number one. I love what I'm seeing from Trevor Lawrence. And so when I look at it from that perspective, I'm saying, wait a minute here. You Baltimore pretenders. Mm. They can't stop you when they need to. And I'm gonna go a step further. Let me ask you a question. Do y'all pay attention to body language? Does body language matter?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All the time.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you seen the body language on John Harbaugh over the last
All week? The time.
He don't look like himself. John Harbaugh don't look like himself. He's perpetually worried. He seems devoid of confidence and a strong belief, customary to what we're, you know, basically not according to what we customarily see from him is what I'm trying to say. I'm used to seeing something different from John Harbaugh. I don't see that right now. And so I say all of that in closing by saying this. Lamar Jackson, everybody know you a superstar talent, bro. Everybody. Baltimore would be fools not to give you your money. You are it. We get all of that. Right. That ain't what we've been seeing lately. And on top of it all, it ain't necessarily his fault. But somebody that's on the outside watching that game, it is not beyond the realm of comprehension that they can send out a tweet that says, yo, He ain't enough.
I
he's not enough.
Hold on.
He's great, but he's not. They need more. But that's all I'm saying. He's great.
They are what they are because of him.
Oh, right.
Let's make sure we're saying that.
I am saying that. I am saying that.
That's what they're saying.
He's all they got.
I think he gets his money and deserves his money. Absolutely.
But somebody watching.
But as a team.
But if you're a Baltimore Ravens fan, right, on one hand, you look at the electrifying talent of Lamar Jackson and you're saying, damn, we got to keep him forever. On the other hand, you're going like this. If you're trying to win and you see what we've been seeing, you're looking at them and saying, this ain't enough. They ain't going to beat Kansas City. They ain't going to beat Miami. They probably ain't going to beat Buffalo. They ain't going to beat Cincinnati. Damn it, we don't know if they beat Tennessee. You got about five teams you're looking at now. Right, let's just be clear.
He's the lead in rusher.
Hold on.
He needs help.
To say that he's not enough, that's not his responsibility.
Okay.
That's still a fact.
No quarterback is enough.
Okay. Wait, listen. What I'm saying to you is this. At the end of the day, Lamar Jackson does his job. I'm just relating it to the text.
But
the text is basically saying, damn, y'all don't have enough. We're going to be here in the same situation.
But that's also because Rashad Bateman was supposed to be the guy, got hurt. Ronnie Stanley, their left tackle, got hurt. That's part of their run issues. But we're also, like, the context of this conversation, Gus.
J.K.
If Gus Edwards doesn't fumble the ball in the fourth quarter yesterday, they win that game. If they find a way to – Trevor Lawrence made four perfect throws to win the game. It wasn't like Marcus Peters blew coverage or something like that. It took four perfect throws. If Gus Edwards doesn't fumble the ball in the fourth quarter yesterday, they win. If they convert on that fourth and goal against Buffalo, they win. And – like they don't blow two coverages against Miami with young players, they win. It's to sit here and say that they're pretenders when you can point to a 7-4 team being 3-4 plays away from being.
There's a simple answer to that question. See, that's the slickness of you. See, this is what I'm not going to let you get away with. Okay, what we're saying is this: we're not saying they can't play. We're not saying they're scrubs. We're not saying that they could not have won a game. Because they're inconsistent.
They're 7-4.
Wait a minute. When you look at the AFC conference, I just gave you five teams that you will put ahead of them. That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. I don't mean like pretenders like they some scrub that don't belong in the playoffs.
Right.
I'm saying there's five teams in the AFC that you think about potentially getting to a Super Bowl before the
City.
Kansas City,
Buffalo.
Tennessee, Cincinnati, Buffalo, Miami.
Tennessee?
Why not?
I'm putting Tennessee above them. I'm putting Tennessee right there with them. But I can't put Tennessee above them. I'll give you those four, though.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry. My bad. I mean,
You gave four teams that are the Super Bowl bona fide contenders.
You gave me four teams.
It's not like you labeled the Patriots.
Listen, Goggle Spiano, listen to me, okay? So give me four teams. You give me four teams, and the fifth team you said, I'm going to put right there with them. You act like, what, you want a cookie?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about. You got 14. You got 14.
All right.
14.
Let's keep going.
You replaced them in the top third of the conference.
We're talking about playoff teams.
Okay.
I got four teams I'd put ahead of them. Four.
Okay.
I don't disagree.
We're going to dive more into the AFC. I just have one question for you. How was Jim Harbaugh's body language this weekend?
Oh.
Very good. Very good.
Right?
Is he a Harbaugh hater?
No.
No.
Not at all.
All right. I just wanted to make sure.
Not at all.
I wanted to make sure.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Playmaker. Is Tua closing the gap on Mahomes for most valuable player?
And when we start talking about things like this, listen, Mahomes is just incredible and he's playing out of this league and out of this world. Then we start looking at what other guys that we can put up here that's also playing that way. And you got to say, yes, Tua is. Oh, my God. Yes, absolutely he is. And as much as I talk about distance travel, just from where we thought he would be, for him to be in this conversation, that's an incredible distance travel right there. Tua, the way he's playing, I know everybody's talking 7-0 when he starts and finishes games, his completion percentage, all of that. After Tyreek Hill told us this was coming, nobody believed it was coming. He's absolutely closing the gap. And I'm gonna tell you something else too. I believe not just him closing the gap on Patrick Mahomes for the MVP. I certainly believe Miami is closing the gap on Kansas City for the best team in the NFL, in the AFC. We can discuss all of that too. Tua is the man right now.
I don't think there's a gap.
I like that.
The MVP race right now, although Micah Parsons hates it, the reality is it's a quarterback award right now, Bub.
Right.
The MVP race right now is a three-man race. It's Patrick, it's Tua, and it's Jalen Hurts. What Jalen Hurts is doing in Philadelphia. Joe Burrow is ascending into that conversation. Do not be shocked.
I'll take
Joe
that.
Gets him I'll back into
that.
This race with a month
right.
ago.
Right.
The way he's playing. Here's the thing with what Tua is doing. Patrick is playing at such a high level that every single week, Tua punches back. Like, every week that Patrick plays, we sit there and go, there's no way that someone's right. playing and is good. What? Tua is. There's no way that like someone it. Can match what Patrick Tua does.
I like it.
Every week. Yesterday, he played a half. This dude played a half in the NFL because it was so obnoxious how efficient that they were on offense. And the plays that the ball gets out of this dude's hands outrageously quick. And for as great as Patrick is, and he's the guy that you have to go take it from, and unless he gives it up, it's going to be tough to go. But there's no big gap right now. There's no, we got it. You, like, Patrick's playing at such a high level. Tua's playing at such a high level. Jalen Hurts is playing at such a high level. And I'm telling everybody, in 2 weeks, Joe Burrow is going to be, it will be a four-person race.
Is that the order you have it in right now, Dan? You got Patrick,
no.
Tua, Jalen.
I would probably, if I had to go 1-4, I would go Patrick, Tua, Joe Burrow, Jalen. That would be the top four.
Okay.
Y'all finish?
Yes, what you got?
It's Patrick Mahomes for me, man. I mean, you want me to give Tua some love? Okay, fine.
Well,
you know, I mean, fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I get
why? Is it because they played
Jackson? Listen.
I can't deal with you today.
You want me to give him some love?
He played a half.
Guys. The Houston Texans are awful.
Oh, we're going to do this.
It's so bad in Houston. The back pages are about Lovie Smith getting into it with reporters. That's how bad it is. He ain't going to be – Lovie Smith, it was nice seeing you as a head coach. It's over. I mean, this is it. This is it now.
Why are you the way you are?
Look, I know.
Look, man, come on, man. Why am I the way I am? Have an iPad? Do I literally use big boards on SportsCenter and get up and everywhere else, literally dissecting and highlighting every little minutia that goes on? I mean, there are things that you bring to the forefront for the public to dissect that most folks don't even understand, wouldn't even see unless you brought it up. But I'm cruel.
No, it's the way you say things. No, it's not your sentiment. It's not your sentiment. It's It's your delivery, and Boss, it makes us laugh.
In the middle of a
your
segment,
delivery makes
about
us laugh.
He goes, "Hey, Lovie Smith, nice knowing you."
Look, they're bad, man. I mean, listen, at the, in a post-game press conference yesterday, a reporter, he walks in there. They're down 30-0 in the first half. One turnover after another. Just give it. I mean, what Miami had, 20-yard drives, 10-yard drives. I mean, stop it. I mean, yesterday was a bye week for them, for crying out loud. It was bad. I mean, so bad that in the postgame, Lovie Smith is sitting there talking about, you know, we did well in the second half. The reporter said, did we watch the same game? And he said, I guess we did it. I mean, come on, y'all. I mean, stop it. But Patrick Mahomes, it's the Chargers. I don't give a damn who you go against. The Chargers, the Raiders, it's anybody. Everything. It's just, it's one pressure cooker after the next. And Patrick Mahomes, and everybody sits back and goes, you know what, you go like this? Michael Irvin came in here 1 week. Too much time. Too much time. They get the ball with too much time. Yeah. Dan Orlovsky get it. Who didn't know what Patrick Mahomes was going to do? I'm just saying.
No doubt.
There's levels to this, man. Yeah. There's levels to this. Tua is special. I love
so
it. Let me say this. I'm very proud of Tua because, first of all, me, Alabama. Come on now. And then I go there. I see him coming out of Alabama. And I was upset at what we saw from him the first couple of years, because obviously I was wishing a lot of great things for him. So to see him doing what he's doing this year,
this
very happy
incredible.
For him, very proud of him. I get it. But damn it, when you start bringing in the same sentence as Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something right now. Patrick Mahomes is the league MVP right now.
I agree with that.
There is no question. Yeah.
Right. There's a question.
Yeah. There's no question.
The last time Tua threw an interception was September.
So?
You can put him in that conversation. Now, we'll find out more as they see San Francisco this week.
Oh, my God.
Molly, I know it's
Miami and San Francisco.
As long as all of NFL Live.
I'm going to see what he said with Miami.
I'd like to keep my job. Thank you.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Stephen A.
Yes.
Heck of a job yesterday. Did White officially take the job?
Hell yes. I don't want to see Zach Wilson again this year. I thought it was very, very appropriate that he sat on the sideline with that hood, with the hoodie on, looking the way that he looked. He should have looked that way. He brought it on himself. The fact of the matter is that you can be young. Hell, you could be immature. You can be undisciplined. You can be a lot of these different things. But what you can't do is give the impression to your teammates that you ain't willing to accept accountability. Can't do that. And at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you, first of all, Mike White played a hell of a game. I believe that this is a guy that's capable. No, you're not going to the Super Bowl or anything because of him.
Right.
But he's someone that could help you if that defense is as real as we think they are. Their secondary, their pass rush, et cetera, et cetera. Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore, and them brothers showed up last night. They looked very, very happy. And I got to tell you something right now. And I picked up, this is just me, kind of thing that reporters pick up on. You see how happy those players were yesterday post-game with Mike White? Usually, if you got love and respect for a guy who lost his job, as enthused as you may be,
that's a good assessment. You
kind of dial it back a touch because you're concerned about how it may affect him. They had no such concerns for Zach Wilson, which means to me they wanted him out of the lineup. They are glad he's out of the lineup, and it ain't just because of his ability, because as guys that played, you know this. You run across cats that scrubs, they just can't get it done. But they try hard, they're good people, and you still wish nothing but the best for them. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's when you don't like somebody that you celebrating right in front of their face at their expense, and you don't give a damn. That is something that you pick up on. That is what, at least partially, what I saw yesterday in the jubilation for Mike White. They saw Zach Wilson right there.
Sure.
They didn't care. Mm. That shows that Salah made the right decision, and he made the necessary decision and the only decision he could have made if he was going to keep that locker room.
And your assessment of all of that is spot on. I looked at it and saw the same thing. I said, wow, I mean, they were overtly celebrating him and having fun with him and everything. And I said, oh. But I also said, this is Mike White now. I mean, it sounds good right now, and everybody wants, you know, everybody wants to set down the young kid. He made bad decisions. He didn't handle himself right. And obviously, there are issues going on in that locker room. But this is Mike White. Now, you know, so he had a great game yesterday, but how many great games can he give me now? I don't want to see you guys here 2 weeks from now, Mike White throws three interceptions, now talking about something else. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying he didn't win the starting job because I need to see him do this consistently more. I'm not giving up the upside of the more talented young man for a Mike White if he can't consistently play this way. And we know he'll come back to earth on this. Whoa. Now, as long as he consistently play within himself and not try to do too much. And that's what Coach was talking about.
Who's that character in Star Trek he looks like right there?
Star Wars. I'm just saying, because they were playing it. They showed the difference.
Isn't it like old Luke Skywalker?
Maybe old Luke Skywalker, yes. Very upset.
Come on, Dan.
Talk to me on that.
Anakin something, maybe? I totally disagree with you, okay? Mike White's the starting quarterback until he shows you that he can't be the starting quarterback.
But that's what I just said.
No, but you said, well, Mike White played great, and...
But can he consistently do that?
He don't need to consistently play great. You score 17, you're going to win most of your games with this defense. That's all you got
to
do.
But what if they go to Minnesota and he doesn't have a good game?
What if he throws interceptions?
You make a decision, you revisit him like you would.
Yeah, but you guys are saying, like, it's done.
Well, no, I'm saying until he tells you and proves to you with his play, I'm incapable
of this. So now you just rock with him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's a better quarterback right now than Zach Wilson is. Now, Zach Wilson's more talented, but he's a better quarterback. And all the other things that are really hard to touch and figure out, the intangible stuff. And just watch the game. I don't care if it's against the Bears.
Yeah.
Watch the game. Watch how the offense operated. I've said this all offseason. The quarterback for the Jets needs to allow the play call and the scheme to be the star, not yourself. That's how the scheme is manifested. All of a sudden, Garrett Wilson got the ball yesterday. Who would have thought? All of a sudden, Elijah Moore wants to trade because no one will throw him the ball. He scores a touchdown. Just watch how the offense operates. If with this defense, you score 17, you're going to win most of your games. And here's the reality for the Jets, because I've heard this conversation over the last 24 hours. Well, what about the future? Who gives a darn about the future right now? The NFL is week by week. You're 7-4.
Yeah.
You can beat anyone in the conference. You don't need Mike White to be a superstar. You just need Mike White to be a pro. And until Mike White plays to a style or a way
that he shows to you, I can't do this, mm-hmm. I can't be basic and average, but then it's not a conversation.
But then, Dan, the question is, did he take the job from Zach Wilson? Not until he plays poorly. Do you think right now they should say that he's a starter for the rest of the year, period?
No, I don't need to make that choice, though. Why do I have to come out and
say... Then he didn't take the job, then, right? Then he didn't take the job.
Yes, because he's the starter this week.
Can I answer Michael Irvin's question? The answer is yes. Because he did more in one game than Zach Wilson has done in his career. Okay. And so because of that, I can sit up there and say, we'll reevaluate Zach Wilson's future at the end of this season. I can do that.
No, I'm not there
I can do that with comfort.
I'm not there yet.
No, you know why I can do it with comfort?
Oh, wait a minute. That's what you just eloquently explained.
No.
He's saying rock with him until it changes.
First of all,
that's what I was saying. But he's going to throw those interceptions and give them to you.
But here's the thing. They are a playoff football team.
No doubt.
So you have to do the job and responsibility to everybody else in that locker room that you don't come out and say, this guy's the starter for the rest of the year or isn't. You figure out, Mike White played well. Let's go do it again, Mike, until he proves that he can't lead your team to the
playoffs. We'll revisit this conversation after Sunday. They play your MVP, Kirk Cousins, and the Minnesota Vikings. He had a 91.7 QBR against the Chicago Bears. We'll keep it rolling. Still
the first game, NFC everybody's East excited.
Stacked with heavy hitters. But how many of these?